Welcome to Within Brim's Skin with me, Brimstone, where every episode is filled to the rim with more brim than you can handle. Stay tuned as I dive into a variety of topics that I can get behind, as well as the ones that just burn me up. So buckle up, strap in, because it's about to go down. It's time. It's Within Brimskin time. What's going on, people? Everybody out there, we are 21 and legal.
21?
That's right, 21.
We can officially drink now.
Yes.
Let's drink on the show. I'll start right now.
Brimstone here, got my little buddy Alex.
Ayo, sorry, I was taking a drink.
Wow. What were you drinking?
Tequila. No, it's just what a monster.
A little bit of monster. You had to think about that?
Well, I mean, the viewers can't see, so I wanted to spice things up by saying alcohol, but, you know, I'm actually drinking Monster. I can't lie to you guys.
Out of your damn mind. Anyway,
yeah.
As always, Within Brimskin, brought to you by Kikkoman Traditionally Brewed Soy Sauce, making soy sauce cool again, Mane & Tail Hair Care Products,
Discover the secret,
and Bear Dynamic, high-quality audio technology, the right product for everything you need.
Absolutely.
So. Let me tell you something.
What do you got to tell me?
Today's secret word is...
squishy.
Ah!
Did you ever shorten the ah from here? Let's find out.
Nope.
Nope.
Absolutely not.
The answer is nope.
Nice.
Anyway, so you'll find out about that in a little bit.
Yeah, what is with that squishy?
You'll find out about
that. That S word that I can't say without it screaming.
So I just got back from St. Martin. I went on the first family vacation that I've had with my entire, seedlings of children and, you know, my wife, and we even went with the in-laws, and we went to our first vacation in years because I'm always busy. I'm always running. There's never a perfect time. So there was a little small opening and my wife goes, all right, we're going and this is what we're doing. And I'm like, okay. So my in-laws own a place out in the Caribbean. It's in St. Martin. What do you call it? They call it Agua Azul, which is, blue water. And, at the end of the day, absolutely, positively, very gorgeous. But for a guy like me, who's always, ready to go, I'm always, all right, what's next thing? I got to do this, you know, it is so serene and quiet and slow.
Oh.
Everybody on the island.
So you're probably
just running
like,
slow.
You're like, what do I have to do? I have to do something. I got to be moving. I got to do things.
Well, first and foremost, I was working while I was there anyway. So.
So you were doing things.
So I was doing things. Yeah. You know me, I can't not work. And because if I leave it not happening, then something's going to go wrong when I get back, and then it's going to be even more of a whirlwind. And
always
it's
on that grind.
So I've always got to be working it. But anyway, we're on the island, and we did a hell of a lot of really cool things. Did a lot of, slow nothing things.
Mm-hmm.
We had a couple of beach days where we were just chilling in the ice blue water. Now, the water there, I don't know. Have you ever been to the Caribbean?
I've never been outside of the country. Yeah.
We'll have to change that soon.
I would like to.
So the water there. Okay, so out here on Jones Beach, the water is so mucky and it's nasty looking.
Fire Island's pretty nice.
Yeah, but it is nothing like it is in the Caribbean.
Oh no, I know. I've seen pictures.
It is the bluest blue you've ever seen.
Because they don't pollute there.
Well, that's not the only reason. And I'll tell you what the reason is. But what do you call it? And you can see under the water. You can see everything for, quite a distance under the water. So, and the reason for that is the way that the sun hits the water there is different.
Mm-hmm.
And, so the lights, I can't explain it to the full extent.
Yeah.
But it's just a different experience. You know what I mean? You've got the tropical fish in there, so you see, the tropical fish swimming around.
I want to go scuba diving.
It is a lot of fun. So anyway, we were doing this whole thing. Now, to get around in the Caribbean, it's like one road. You know what I mean? So
there's one road.
It's like one road that goes from one part of the island to the other. There's like a couple of different things here and there. Because of Hurricane Irma a couple of years back, a lot of things were destroyed. A lot of things are being rebuilt. There were our ships, pirate ships, everything that are sunk. They're in the ocean. Yep. And you see them hanging out. I mean, it's It's pretty crazy to see.
You go find some treasure?
No, I should have.
You should have.
I should have definitely.
You should have brought back some gold doubloons. Should have made us rich.
Arr, you see, I would have sold the seven seas.
See, look,
I'd have been taking all the stuff that I needed to take.
He's already got the voice. You just got to raise the ships, you know, like Jack did with the Black Pearl, and then.
That's what I'd be talking
about. Go around. Go pillage and loot and.
Pillage and plunder, that be what I do.
There you go.
I'd be taking it all, and I'd be giving it back just to myself, not to anyone else, because why? I'm a pirate.
Man, you greedy son of a beat.
But you could be one of my first mates, I.
Okay.
You don't want to be a... What?
Nothing.
You don't want to be a first mate?
I don't know, man. Pirates got, like, scurvy and stuff, and, like, all they drink is rum, and I like tequila. Like, I don't know if this is going to work.
Oh.
I'm sorry.
Oh. Well, anyway,
I'm just joking.
So we're driving around on the island, and I'm obviously putting on my island voice. I'm like, ah, oh, man, what should be doing there? You know,
you actually put on your island voice while you were there. Are you serious?
Hell to the, man, you know, I didn't do it to everybody, man. I did it to my family, you know, and my family was going, okay, you know, but my father-in-law was like, they don't speak like that here. I'm like, yes, they do. I was like, yes, they do. And then 90% of the people, you know,
spoke like that,
except for everybody on the French side, you know, were speaking different. Because now St. Martin's two countries. It's the French side, the Dutch side. So
okay.
What do you call it? Anyway, so very, very interesting. They even spell St. Martin slightly different. Yeah, it's just weird. But
okay.
Anyways, you know, one of my morning strolls, I was in one country, then I was in the other country. It was
That's so weird. I can't even imagine. Oh, I'm in this side of the country today. Oh, I'm on this one.
So driving around on the island, my father-in-law did all the driving, which I love my father-in-law. Now, understand, I absolutely love my in-laws.
But he cannot drive. By that sound, I already know. Were you terrified? Were you holding on to the handles in your car?
I need to be in the front seat or driving most of the time. And, you know, and otherwise, you know, depending on who it is, I get nauseous sometimes. But I got super uber nauseous like every time I got in the car.
Super uber nauseous.
It was
super medical term right
uber
there.
Nauseous. Now, here's the we were driving around and I go, oh, man, you know, we've been here for a couple of days already and I haven't even seen one iguana. Now, iguanas run rampant there. Okay, so I was like, I have not seen one flipping iguana. How can I have not seen an iguana yet? I said, I want to see them big iguanas, whatever. And then I'm looking in the road. I go, oh, look, there's an iguana. 2 seconds later, he ran over the flipping iguana. He's like, well, it was in the way. I was like, you killed the iguana. And I named him Squishy.
I hate you so much. That's awful. That doesn't even deserve a scream.
No, I had to.
I also shortened the screen, by the way.
Oh, just
I don't
now.
Know. I don't know if you noticed it.
Well, I named my iguana Squishy. And what do you call it? Yeah, it was like the perfect timing because I was like, I haven't even seen an iguana. And then I saw the iguana and I'm like, oh, my God. Yeah. And I go, it's like, there's an iguana in the road. And what do you call it? And he's just like, ba-gung-gung-gung. He's like, well, I'm not going to get into an accident for an iguana.
I can't believe. Oh, my God.
I was in shock.
I'm also in shock. How could you? Oh my God!
He didn't mean to.
I know.
But he was like he saw it like and
like last second.
It was last second, and it was just the thing. No,
see,
in his defense, it was just sitting there sunning.
I'm sure. if I was driving, I probably would have rolled over the car just because that's just I get nervous when I'm driving, and if I see an animal, I immediately try to swerve out of the way, even if there's a car right next to me. I'm hitting the car.
Well, the streets are rocky. There's just a tiny little. The roads are tiny. You don't have much room to kind of move.
Yeah, I know.
You know, it's a. But again, it's a great. It was, you know, it was something to be talking.
Oh my God! I can't believe he squished an iguana.
Yeah, and I felt absolutely awful about it. I had to name him. It was just it had to be done.
Squishy.
You're gonna keep getting the odds because you know.
It reminds me of what is it? Finding Nemo. Dory, when they find the jellyfish. Oh, you were a little squishy, and you were my squishy, and you will be my squishy. Do you remember that scene or
yes,
no?
Yes, okay. I do. That's pretty funny. See, we should have grabbed that clip. That would have been
we
fun.
Should have.
Yeah.
You know what? Nah, for next segment.
Maybe.
I'll grab it.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Anyway, why don't we take a quick break? We'll be right back with Vim Brim Skin.
Border hounds, food hounds, GHR fans. Let's get social. Hit me up on all my official social media, at The Real Brimstone on Instagram, Entrance to Hell on Twitter. Relax, it's only a gimmick. And at Brimstone on Facebook. Connect direct with your main man from the wasteland. I only communicate on my official accounts, so beware and be aware of fakes. Catch you on the interwebs.
In a world where our food is unseasoned by the proper sauces, there is one sauce that has that extra special umami boost in which you seek.
Kikkoman!
Prepare your mind, body, and soul for that terrific touch of soy or teriyaki that will transform your taste buds into a typhoon of unbridled flavor behavior.
Yada!
Traditionally brewed soy sauce, kicking taste into tongues with the same great recipe for 300 years.
Kikkoman!
Enhance the essence of every meal by making yours Kikkoman and pick up your own stash of original, less sodium, gluten-free soy sauces,
teriyaki marinade,
and other mouth-watering products from Kikkoman at your local grocery store.
Kikkoman!
Making soy sauce kick again.
Hey everybody, this is Tony Harnell, and you're listening to Brim.
Ugh, I can't seem to find a hotel room online.
Ooh, it's convention season. Looks like someone's trying to book a room in my hotel. And I, Baron Von Bigwig, am going to raise my prices.
Why are they so expensive? I'm on a budget.
Did someone say budget? I am Budget Hero, and my faithful companion...
Penny Saver!
Wow! It's the Red Roof Geek Guild!
No autographs.
My boy, do you have a passion for geek culture?
Of course!
Try this! Visit budgetheroes.com to find over 600 Red Roof Inn properties.
Then?
Enter the code 625626.
To save 15%!
Hey, that's my line!
It worked! Thanks, Budget Heroes!
We saved today!
I see what you did there!
up, save today!
I would have gotten away with it if it wasn't for Red Roof. I'll get you next time, Budget Hero!
Once upon a time, there was a prince and his beautiful horse.
Whoa, girl! Ah, you're still fresh from this morning's bath. That mane and tail deep moisturizing shampoo and conditioner always works like a charm.
Oh, dear prince, I'm the Lady of the Lake.
The fabled Woman of the Water.
Your horse's mane and tail look positively radiant.
Why, thank you, fair maiden. But wait, what happened to your hair? Legends say that yours was the most beautiful thine eyes had ever seen.
Aye, it was once. But 500 years in the lake make one lose its luster.
You may be magical, but I have the solution that will repair, rebuild, and rejuvenate your hair!
Dear prince, you have discovered the secret?
And with that, the brave prince handed the lady a flask of the finest mane and tail.
Hear, hear, fair lady!
Mane and tail has lifted my curse! My hair has become healthy, soft, and silky once again!
Mane and tail hath restored your magic! Let us celebrate!
Huzzah!
Discover the secret within your own fairy tale by visiting ye old shopping centers or scrolling online at maneandtail.com.
Hey all, this is Terry Naughton, former Disney animator, I worked on The Beast and Beauty and the Beast, Aladdin, Lion King. You are listening to The Grimm.
I shall call him Squishy and he shall be mine, and he shall be my Squishy. Come here, Squishy. Come here, little Squishy.
Ow! There you go.
Dory found her Squishy.
Ah!
And so did you.
Yes, yes.
Anyway, welcome back to Within Brimskin, guys.
Very clever. Very nice. Very nice. So, again, the Caribbean, beautiful time. We went to the place called the Carousel, which is, you know, a place that does all their own gelato out there. Sunset sail. We went on this, for sunset on this cruise, and it was just us, just our family, and. It was just beautiful. I got to have some great bonding time with my son. You know, we were out on the water together. You know, it was mm-hmm. a lot of fun. We also, spent a lot of other time, together while we were there, which was great. We went out. All of us went. We got the Caribbean lobsters. We got rock lobster.
Oh my god! Rock lobster.
Yeah. And I was going to get that sound bite too, but you know we didn't have enough time.
I'm actually really sick of the B-52, so I'm so glad that you didn't play that. Apparently, they're doing like a concert sometime, like here. I don't know, like soon. And so while I was working yesterday outside, all we heard was B-50. I'm talking 10 B-52 songs in a row, and then maybe one other one, and then another 10 B-52 songs. I don't know what radio station would do that. Obviously, they are not like us, not like Grindhouse, and they have no common sense, because that was just obnoxious.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
What do you call it? Another thing we did, we went to this place called Nowhere Special.
It's Nowhere?
A bar and a grill.
Is it special?
It actually was.
It wasn't special,
well,
it was?
It was very
special.
Oh, it was. The food was probably the best food that I had.
Well, then the name is very misleading.
But it was good. It was very cool. So I signed their wall for them. The wait staff and the bar guy.
Oh.
They were fans.
Oh, that's cool.
So we took pictures while we were out there. You know, I don't know if they put them up yet. They haven't tagged me in it. If they have, I know they were going to do something on TripAdvisor. But whatever it is, yeah, so it was fun. I signed the wall for them, took some pictures for them. That was a lot of fun.
And
my in-laws, you know, don't get to see that very often. So they're like, wait, what's going on over there? They're like, something wrong? My wife's like, no, fans.
Yeah, it's just fans.
They're like, okay, that's interesting. So that was cool. And for the first time ever, I brought my my son and my daughter to their first gambling experience.
We went
to Casino Royale.
That's cool.
Yeah, yeah. So I was like, all right, I'm going to give you 50. I'm going to give you 50. I gave my wife 50.
And they lost it all.
They lost it all.
Yep.
Which is fine. Which is fine. I didn't care. I was just like, you know, here, just take this and see what happens. You know what I mean? And I'll give you more if you need more or whatever. But I worked 3 hours off the same $20. I was up, then down, then up, then down. I stayed on the same machine. It was amazing.
Nice.
I had such a good time, and I didn't care. I didn't care if I was winning or losing, but the winning
You wanted
was
to have
fun.
A good time.
I just wanted to have fun.
Yeah.
And I rode $20 for 3 hours.
I mean, that's awesome.
It's pretty awesome.
That's pretty good.
Met a nice lady from Florida while I was there.
Ooh la
What do you call it? She was sweetheart. She was next to me. She was teaching me how to use that machine. She was doing real well with the machine. I was like, oh, that's cool. I want to do that one. Let me see what's...
Yeah.
So we wound up, you know, I got on the one next to her and she was showing me how to use it. So
was it like poker slots type of thing?
It's kind of like a slots thing. It was called the money returns, and it was like the money returns.
That's
and
clever.
It was with the mummy stuff, and it was a cool game. It was a lot of fun. I enjoyed it. Hopefully they will have some that game to, you know, other places I go, because I enjoyed that one.
I wish casinos had more games like arcade games. I do way better at them.
This is true. Unless it's in Space Invaders, which I'm still kicking your rear end in.
I haven't been around to play. Considering the amount of times that I've played and you've played, proportionally, I'm beating you.
Excuse me, sir. I haven't been here. I was just away.
Well, I mean, I haven't been here either. I've been
Listen,
working.
You told me you were going to make things happen. So
all right, you know what? When you get back from San Diego, your record's going to be gone.
Well, yeah. If you delete that from, you have to legitimately beat it.
No. I'm going to actually beat it.
Okay, we'll see.
I'm going to beat it. By the time you get back, you're going to be like, son of a, Alex took my.
nothing is going to be, let me tell you, nothing's going to get done because you're going to try to beat my score.
No, that's not true. Things will get done, but I'm still going to beat your score.
All right, we'll see. I'll see.
Gotcha.
All right. Moving forward. So I came back. We were going to be there for an extra couple of days, but I was already booked for Famous Food Festival.
Yes.
So we came back, and I wound up judging for Famous Food Festivals. They did like a Chopped style event where it was the police department versus the fire department. And
who won?
The police department won.
Oh, okay.
And they both did an amazing job. I got to tell you, you know, look, it's not easy to do those type of competitions. First of all, they're outside, outdoors. It was blazing. It was like 85, 90 degrees.
Yeah,
out.
So then the firefighter should have won. They're used to the heat.
This is true.
If you can't take the heat, get out of the kitchen.
Oh, that's messed up.
Sorry.
But what do you call it? You know, all great guys, very nice guys, respectful. I wore my chef's jacket.
Oh, that's cool.
So what do you call it?
Chef's jacket?
Chef's jacket.
Like the white jacket with like the white hat and everything.
First of all, it has been in the green room since way before you started here.
Oh, well.
And you even looked at it. That's sad.
You can tell how observant I am then.
But it's black with red trim.
Oh,
and it's got my
the
name
black
on it.
One.
Yeah, it has brimstone on it.
I've seen it.
Has the Grindhouse Radio logo on it.
Yeah, I've seen it.
All of them have it. What do you call it? Steve has one.
Kim has one. And Tom
and
has
Greer
one.
Greer has one. Greer says Mr. Greer on it.
That's cool.
So what do you call it? And Steve says Zambo, and mine's Brimstone. And
yours is Brimstone.
So what do you call it?
Tim's the only one that doesn't have a name. I realize this. We have Zambo, we have Mr. Greer, we got Brim, and then we have Kim.
The Dragon Lady.
Dragon Lady.
A dragon? Yeah. Well, okay. I don't know.
I don't know if Dragon Lady would look good on the... People might be a little confused.
I don't know. But anyway, we went. I know that on Saturday, Kim and Tom were also over at the festival with me. And then on Sunday, Zambo and Tom were both there with me. My family came to that too. So it was nice. I got some extra time with the kids because we're heading to San Diego.
Yeah, you met some of my friends there too.
Your friends?
Jackie.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's not. Well, I mean, it's kind of just Mo's sister.
Also, my friend since third grade.
But I would consider her Mo's sister before I consider her your friend.
Okay. Well, like that Spanish girl from the the taco commercial. Why not both?
Let me ask you a question.
What?
Where were you? Not there. So I don't want to hear it. It wasn't like, hi, how you doing? This is my friend Brim. This is my friend Jackie. My name's Alex. Hi. But no, you said instead it was like, hi, I'm Mo's sister. And I was like, yeah, you are.
Well, obviously, because she's going to introduce herself as Mo's sister more than Alex's friend.
Next time, Alex.
Don't forget to bring a tie.
Anyway. So what do you call it? That being said, Food Festival, fantastic. We got another two coming up, August and October. I'll be judging again. Make sure you guys check out famousfoodfestival.com. You could also check out grindhouseradio.com. You'll see when the events are and so forth. And come meet us. Come hang with us. I took a lot of pictures with fans this past weekend.
Sure, you also ate a lot of food.
I did. You know what? But it was so hot. I really didn't eat as much as I probably would have.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. It was really,
kinda
really
surprised.
Hot. It was really hot outside. And
what was there though? Like what?
Everything.
Everything.
Everything. The food there is just ridiculous. Like you would absolutely have a blast if you like food.
I mean,
you'd have a blast.
I like food, but the thing is, I can only eat like a coffee mug like full of food before I'm full, and then it's like, okay, now I'm done, and I have all of this food around me.
Well, it's all right.
I gotta get a bigger stomach.
Get a bigger stomach.
Yeah,
know what I'm
I'll rent one out for a day.
There you go.
Nice.
Anyway, so I want to remind everybody before the end of this segment, we're going to be at the San Diego Comic-Con. Make sure you check out myself and the GHR crew. We will be signing out there, so just check out social media. You'll find out where we're going to be and the times and so forth. On Thursday night, I'm actually going to be out on the IMDb boat. Yacht that's out there every single year for the Wendy's Bacon Fest. So,
Wendy's Bacon Fest?
Wendy's Bacon Fest.
What
yeah.
is this?
Well, Wendy's, the Wendy's, the restaurant.
Obviously, yeah.
So they're doing Bacon Fest in conjunction with IMDb and Comixology. So, I was asked to go in by Wendy's to be on the boat.
I'm
so
drooling right now.
I'm going to be there and I'm going to eat some bacon.
Oh, my God.
I'm excited.
I want to go to this.
I'm sorry.
Well, just do me a favor.
I'll get you some bacon.
Rub the delicious bacon in Maddie's face because I know she can't have
it. This is true. This is true. Also, what do you call it? August 13th, guys, mark your calendars if you're in the Long Island area. The West Islip Breast Cancer Coalition, they do their annual clam shucking contest. I will be signing there for free. Clam shucking. It is.
Oh, clam shucking.
Clam shucking. Shucking. Shucking the clam.
Okay. I thought you said clam chucking, and I'm just picturing a bunch of people just like skipping clams like rocks on the water.
What? What's wrong with you? No, I will probably be shucking some clams also. And,
is that really the word for it?
Yeah,
shucking. Never knew that.
Yeah, it's just the same thing as shucking the corn.
I never heard of that either.
Shucking the corn. You don't know. You need to become like more otherworldly.
More versed in
the things
everything.
In the world. Yeah. Yeah, you've been sheltered, son.
I live under a rock.
Yeah. Rock Lobster.
Da, 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 da.
Also, guys, September 7th, I'll be one of the judges at Pig Island. So that's in Manhattan. Make sure you check that out. Unbelievable event. It is the biggest pig event in the New York area. So you need to come out there. It's such an amazing foodie event. You need to be there. Everything from bacon to the pork to the this to that, the next thing, you know, you got everything. So check it out. Anyway, why don't we do this? Let's take a quick break. We'll be right back with Within Brimskin.
Whoop, whoop.
Hey, this is Steve Coulter from The Walking Dead. I played Reg, and you are listening to my brother Brimstone.
Hey, it's Brim. If you like what you're hearing here on Within Brimskin, catch me with my crew on the Grindhouse Radio, on iTunes, Google, Spotify, iHeartRadio, and over 20 other networks, with new episodes launching weekly at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Tune in and get with the program. GHR, it's where it's at.
Hey, where's Liz?
Give me a sec. Let me give her a buzz.
Hello?
Hey, what's going on, girl? You coming down to the beach?
The beach? Oh, I'm totally there. I'll see you guys in a bit.
Oh, snap! That thing takes calls?
Oh, this is my cool new toy. It's the Phonem by Beyer Dynamic. It's more than just a glorified speaker.
That's cool!
It has a Bluetooth range of 10 meters, and not only can I have it here at the beach, but I can plug it in and use it for conference calls at my office, too.
Aw, man, that sounds awesome. I'm definitely gonna pick one up.
You can snatch one up right now until July 15th for only $2.99.
For more information on Beyer Dynamic products, please visit BeyerDynamic.com. That's www.BeyerDynamic.com.
Hey guys, this is Anamia, and you're listening with Brimstone.
No work, no effort, just the ride. Boss Hoss Cycles. Live fast, live wild. Live free. BossHoss.com. Find the location near you. Experience life. Boss Hoss Cycles. Be the boss of the open road.
Yo, what's up, everybody? This is Walter Jones, also known as Zach, the original Black Ranger. And you're listening to my boy Brimstone.
Welcome to the Green Turtle. I'm Carlos, the manager of our East Meadow, New York location. Have you been here before? We're a family-friendly sports-themed bar and grill. Not in New York? You can visit us at any of our 40-plus locations across the country. Enjoy one of our amazing beer and lunch specials throughout the week. Or come in and watch any game or UFC fight on over 67 TVs. As a matter of fact, each booth has its own TV for your personal viewing experience. Don't forget about happy hour. Come with friends or make some new ones at the bar where everybody knows your name. Be sure to visit us at thegreenturtle.com and join our rewards program today. Don't be a turtle. Our seats fill up fast, and we'll see you next time at the Green Turtle.
And we're back to Within Brimskin.
What's up, everybody?
So, did you hear about the Florida woman who decided that she wanted to add an additional flavor to ice cream?
No.
You didn't hear about this?
I did not.
Oh, you're going to want to know about this. Ready to hear about all this?
Okay, what is this? I'm
She'll give you the true meaning of ice cream, you scream, we all scream for ice cream. Want to know why?
Why?
Because she allegedly urinated, spit, and stuck snot-covered fingers into the frozen treat machine at a rival business. Oh, my God! You are disgusting!
You make me vomit.
Oh, my God!
Oh, my. How did she do this without anybody else noticing?
I don't know, but they have her on camera not just once, but multiple times. She ruined about $2,000 worth of ice cream, okay?
How many people ate this ice cream before they figured this out?
I don't know about that, but this woman, her name is Jung Soon Whipcha, okay? She's 66 years old. A 66-year-old woman, all right? Oh, my God.
I mean, I got to give props to her. At 66, she's still, like, trying to, like, get her competition to just, like, go under the water or go fucking go under.
She dropped Chow. She dropped Chow in the, what do you call it, in the back room or something in a bucket. She pissed in the bucket. And then she, and like, all over the, what do you call it, the stuff that they used to scoop the ice cream and all that. And then she pissed in the machine and everything. It, like, yeah, man. That's pretty nasty. And they have it on video. So it's not really allegedly, but we got to say allegedly. You know what I'm saying? You idiot. Yeah. How do you get caught doing that? Nonetheless, do it in general.
How do you not get caught doing that is actually my bigger question. Because like I feel like somebody would have caught her like while she was doing this. Like who was at the ice cream place and didn't notice an old lady urinating and throwing snot and crap all in your freaking ice cream.
How would you not know that it's a little extra squishy? It's ew, ew, ew.
Well, I would imagine the urine would freeze.
Listen, ice cream has everything nowadays. So, like, a
well,
little bit extra
now it's got urine and
schnapps.
Schnapps.
Oh my god, I can't even.
Old lady flavor. That's what they're gonna market that as. Oh. You want some grandma? You want some grandma flavored ice cream?
That didn't work. That was Mickey Mouse. Anyway, so if you're in the the Indian Shores area of Florida, I would steer clear of that area in terms of ice cream. That's me personally.
There's gonna be some sick people that are going there for that ice cream now.
Ew, ew.
Hey, listen, everyone's into their own things.
Ew.
I'm not gonna do it. I'm sure you're gonna avoid it.
Cancel that bitch. Cancel it.
Oh, we can say that word on there. I've been censoring myself the entire time.
Well, you should.
Yeah.
It's better than we do.
Okay.
But anyway, so now maybe we should actually steer clear of ice cream altogether.
Nah, I love ice cream too much.
But did you hear about the new challenge?
Stop. Just stop ruining food for me. All right, what's up?
So the ice cream challenge.
Okay.
Lesai. Have you heard of it yet?
No.
Okay, well.
I've been off social media for like the last week.
This underage girl in Texas, okay?
Okay.
She started a trend of licking ice cream. Her choice was Blue Bell, and then sticking it back into a supermarket freezer. So she went to the supermarket, took ice cream containers, and licked them, all right? Full tongue. Okay? Like picture SpongeBob. Okay? All over the freaking ice cream. Closed it up, put it back in the freezer.
Well, see, here's the thing. That wouldn't work with the ice cream that I eat.
Okay, why?
Because Ben and Jerry's is sealed.
This is true.
Yeah. So true. Just get better ice cream, people. You won't have to worry about underage girls licking your ice cream.
But not everybody.
That sounded really bad.
Yeah.
Whoops. I did not mean it like that, people. I am sorry.
Well, it's all right. I don't know if anybody took it that way. But, regardless. So, not only did she do such a disgusting thing, but she was actually sick at the time of filming the now viral video. Okay, so this little tart, all right, committed a second degree felony. All right, that includes a sentence of 2 to 20 years.
For what?
Because it's aggravated.
Aggravated assault with
I don't remember
with,
what it was.
With a creamy
substance.
With germs? With a creamy substance. Oh, my freaking God.
I don't know what it is.
Oh, my God.
I don't
God.
Remember what it said, but yeah, no, it is. But since she's a juvenile, okay, she's not going to be charged as an adult.
Oh, okay.
So literally, it's
she
it's
was charged with a biohazard of a deadly weapon, which was ice cream.
But it stirs me up because she got sick. Now, what about people that have what do you call it? That they have issues with their immune system,
and this girl immunocompromised.
Yeah, and this girl
she could have killed them.
Yeah, she had the flu, so she actually said. Now this really stirs my pot. Okay, this girl had the flu at the time. Now, mind you, this. Her post said, "Let's see if we can start an
epidemic."
Literally. Unbelievable, man.
Literally.
So she did it on purpose. She did it to try to hurt people. How do you do things like that?
I don't know. She's crazy. What do you want? There's a bunch of crazy people out there.
It just be crazy, man. I'm telling you, man.
Catch me outside. How about that?
Seriously. What? What are you looking at me like that for?
I don't know.
You think that's okay?
No, I don't think it's okay. Are you kidding me?
Do the challenges that, like, you know, okay, here. We had the kicking challenge. Did you see the kicking challenge?
No.
You didn't see me do the kick?
No.
Or Tom or Kim or Steve or
oh, wait
or
a second.
Ray.
Yes, I did see somebody do that. I forgot, like, what it was, though. What did you have to do?
So you hold the bottle up.
Oh, yeah, that's right. And then he had to kick the cap.
And you do a spinning, you know, roundhouse kick. And you, what do you call it? And you take the tap, the top of the cap off.
Yeah.
Without knocking the bottle over, you know, and it just spins off. So, well, and I mean, you do it in slow motion.
You have to have somebody holding the bottle, I would imagine, right?
Some people didn't. Like, some people
actually. Seriously?
Yeah. Some people actually did it without holding the bottle. bottle.
That's intense.
But
I
did it. My
that.
Son held the bottle for me. What do you call it? But
you kicked him in the face?
No, I did it. I did it in one shot.
Did you really?
Yeah, I did it in one shot. Dude, man, I know what I'm doing. I might not be as graceful as some of the others, but you know what was really funny is a lot of the martial arts people that I know were going, "Brim, that was an amazing kick." I'm like, "If you say so." I was like, I certainly didn't think so.
Yeah.
But it was all right. I'll show it to you when we get
Tom's,
off.
Tom's kick was pretty cool. I like the way that his came out on,
yeah,
on video.
Yeah, it was good.
He also did it in slow motion, which looked really cool.
That's what mine, everybody's
Oh,
was.
Yours was so much damage.
I had just under 7,000 views of that one. So that
that's
was,
nice.
Yeah, it was good. It was a good one. But
you
guys
do some other stupid challenges, like the Tide Pod challenge?
What? No, that's your type of challenge.
I would never do the Tide Pod challenge.
But you're that kind of dumb person that might.
I'm not that dumb. I know when I know what chemicals should not be inserted into my mouth.
Alex, never apologize for being the smartest guy in the room. Okay, never.
What?
I said never apologize for being the smartest guy in the room.
I mean, I'm not apologizing for being smart. Or wait, what did I say? I don't even know what I just said
before. I'm just confusing
the
crap out
of you.
Yeah,
kind of.
I'm doing it on purpose.
I'm also really tired, so you can totally confuse me right now.
I am exhausted, and I got to leave in a day.
So we're both exhausted.
So we're both exhausted.
This is just going to be a tired show.
Yes, it is.
But it's still full of energy.
It is. And
somehow.
We're almost done. We
That's
only
why
have like
I got my
left.
Monster, people.
Good, 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 good. What do you call it? And then there's that other challenge. Did you see the one? You haven't been watching social media.
Yeah, I
haven't
been on.
Like a line dancing type of challenge. It's like a modern-ish, like hip-hop, modern, western type of song thing. It's another challenge,
I don't,
man.
All right, when did these challenges start? Because, like, I remember there weren't all these challenges every single month. Like, people would do stupid things, but it was never, like, a global challenge thing. And then I feel like when the Tide Pod challenge happened, it just blew it. No, even before that. Even before that, there was like the water bucket challenge for ALS.
Yeah, I did.
And then
I
before that, there was like some other stupid I don't even know. What was I wonder what the first challenge
was.
See,
the challenge when it's for a charity and people are actually doing it for the charity.
Well, yes.
That's cool.
I like that. I like that. But then they just got ridiculous over time.
Oh, it's true.
They just got so crazy.
Planking.
That was one of the things that was like a challenge at some point, right? Planking like stupid spots. I would see people laying down on freaking train tracks with trains 20 feet away from them.
People are dumb,
and
man.
I'd be like, all right, this is exactly what Darwin was talking about. Survival of the fittest, or in this case, the smartest, because you're just dumb. You know what? That person is going to be squishy.
Yeah, it's so sad. I still miss poor little Squishy. Ah, I miss him. Yeah. It is what it is. Anyway, guys, it has been another epic episode of the of Within Brimskin. I almost said
Did
the Grindhouse
you really
radio.
Say the Grindhouse Radio?
I almost did.
Oh,
almost
my God.
Did. But Within Brimskin is better than
you
the
know
Grindhouse
what?
Radio.
It's, you know what? I understand the confusion because, honestly, we're the important ones on Grindhouse
That's
Radio
what I'm
anyway.
Talking about. Yeah, F those guys.
Yeah, F them. Who needs Kim, Tom,
hey,
Zambo?
I am mad at Kim and Tom right now.
Are you really?
I am because I still
Go ahead.
Have,
go on a rant. This is
I
our show.
Not,
we can go over.
I have not been invited to do Magic Kim Tom yet.
Oh!
Matter of fact, when I offered when Kim was away, I offered to do it with Tom. I was like, hey, I'd love
and
to
she
do
said
it.
No.
And she said no. I was like, what? That's so insulting.
Oh my God. You know what? They're afraid that you're gonna make the show better.
That's right.
And then people are going to miss you the next week. That's what it is.
Yeah.
They're afraid.
That's what I'm talking about.
We're gonna
about.
Take their audience
afraid.
Away from
afraid. Naked and afraid. What?
I mean, I don't know if they're naked. But,
oh, they could
but,
be.
But they're definitely afraid. Oh, they could. I mean, I don't know what Tom and Kim doing here, but
I'm just kidding. Love them all. Anyway, what do you call it? We are at the end of the show. Thanks again for tuning in to Within Brim Skin. Make sure you rate, review, and subscribe. Hit us up on all the social medias. And again, we'll be hanging with you next week.